This portion of the Morning Mess brought to you by and sponsored by FHN, and it's a Tuesday. What do? We do the Dial-A-Doc program with FHN, and we're going to be talking pediatrics today of in general, and also the importance of scheduling school physicals early as well. And joining us here today is Dr. Adam Angelilli. Dr. Adam, good morning. Hello to you.
Good morning.
Thanks for joining me here today. Now, you are one of two pediatricians at FHN. Tell us, what is the difference between children's health care from a pediatrician and children's health care from a family care provider?
Essentially, the difference comes down to the training of pediatrics versus family health care providers, in that with pediatric physicians have 3 years of residency training in children's health issues from various specialties, whereas family practice has 3 years of residency training in a variety of specialties, primarily adult, including psychiatry, obstetrics, and gynecology, as well as internal medicine and pediatrics and psychiatry. So in terms of the specialization, pediatricians have 3 years of pediatric training specialization, whereas family practice has a little bit less.
All right. What are the most common reasons that parents should consider bringing their child or children to a pediatrician?
Well, primarily well visits for developmental screening to make sure children are developing appropriately, as well as vaccination, school physical examinations, and for pediatrics specifically, special circumstances such as premature infants and children with special health care needs.
What about, are you recently now seeing any ailments or conditions now that you're seeing more frequently recently now?
We are seeing a lot of influenza and other types of viral illnesses such as cough and cold type symptoms, vomiting and diarrhea, as well as strep recently.
We're talking to Dr. Adam Angelilli, FHN pediatrician, one of two at FHN. Doc, what are some of the other things that parents might be forgetting about that they really should bring their child in to you as a pediatrician?
Well, especially just well visits in general to make sure children are growing and developing appropriately. We do recommend regularly scheduled wellness visits more frequently in the first few years of life. However, we do recommend at least annual visits as they get to school age, especially for school physicals and immunizations.
What about, now, speaking of school physicals, what grades are children actually required under Illinois law to actually have a school physical?
So they're required for any daycare entry in licensed daycare facilities, as well as preschool, kindergarten, sixth grade, and ninth grade.
What's all involved in a standard children's school physical?
Generally, an overall wellness exam, including measurement of height, weight, body mass index, blood pressure, listening to the heart and lungs, and overall health conditions. In kindergarten screening, we do also screen for lead poisoning and other types of conditions, and then make sure immunizations are up to date for a school. There are several immunizations that are required for school entry and a couple that are considered optional.
What about on the school physical? Is it a requirement that a pediatrician do the physical?
Not necessarily. It's required that it's provided by a health care provider, whether it's an MD or DO, meaning medical doctor or doctor of osteopathic medicine. It can also be performed by nurse practitioners and physician assistants.
What about the timing of a school physical? How far in advance can a physical be done before the start of a school year?
So generally, they could be done as early as the beginning of the year. If, for example, if it's the 23-24 school year, as long as the exam is done in 2023, it would be valid for the school year. Alternatively, if it's within a year from the start date of school, so for example, if school started in September and a child had an examination from November or December of the previous year, that's typically valid for entry to school. However, it is recommended that they have another one around the time of their birthday.
Okay, so what you're saying here now today is that it's really not too early if you're having a child hit the fall schedule for a school coming up this fall. You can get this physical done anytime now.
Correct.
What are the benefits of scheduling your child's school physical now early in the year?
The advantage is that it gets done and out of the way, and you don't have to worry about difficulty with scheduling when there's a rush toward the beginning of the school year, when everybody who waited till the last minute is competing for those time slots or appointment times.
And Doc, how old are the children? When do you then, no longer as a pediatrician, when do you stop seeing children? When are they no longer your patients?
Typically when they turn 18 years of age, unless they're currently in high school, we usually see them until the end of the school year, sometimes even as early as the first few years of college. And then generally if they're pregnant, we usually refer them to obstetrics and gynecology and women's health services.
All right, Doc, great to meet you. Great to talk to you. Appreciate it. We'll talk again soon, all right?
Thank you. Appreciate it. Thank you for your time.
All right. Thank you, Dr. Adam Angelilli here today. He's one of the two pediatricians at FHN, and you can get more information at FHN.org as well. The preceding brought to you by and sponsored today by FHN.